Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mason Crosby Show. We are presented by Verizon. I'm Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder, and we are in the midst of a New York Jets fire sale. Trade everybody. Let's go.
Yeah, the Aaron Glenn era is not going well for vets over there. The veteran players are on their way out.
But maybe they like Glenn and they like the spirit he's brought and they want to get rid of the old blood.
Control freak.
Oh, let's go. I like that.
I can't believe that they traded away their pick and not the Packers pick.
You're talking about Dallas.
Right, yeah. They traded the 2027 first round pick?
Yes.
What are they doing?
Yeah, they're dumb.
I can't believe that Aaron Glenn made Aaron Rodgers fly across the country to tell him they weren't bringing him back and leave the room. I still can't believe that story. that's so obnoxious.
Exactly.
I'm gonna slap
Aaron
him
Glenn,
the face.
Control freak. Yeah. Yeah, his pants are going to get tighter and tighter. I mean, at some point, they might be shorts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, they did block a field goal and lose a game, but they got that cool moment out of him walking up and down.
That was cool.
He looked smooth doing that.
He looked smooth.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, want to let everybody know that on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, was Sparky today. John McLaughlin, Mr. Buck, is going to be on at 3 o'clock. And Ty Dunn, who does a lot of great NFL coverage, he is with, let's see, do I have this here? NFL trade. Yep, golongtd.com. He'll be on at 3:40. Joining us now with fantastic NFL and Green Bay Packers coverage is our good friend, the way better looking than me, Jason Hirschhorn. Jason, how you doing?
I'm just trying to make sure that the Jets didn't trade me, too. So, like everybody else, I'm wondering, what is going on in New York?
Well, I mean,
trade everybody.
Yeah. Whenever you're bad, I guess it's like, and you have a new coach and you're going in a different direction, it's like, all right, get rid of all the veterans and let's just try to build this thing. I mean, it's a disaster out there in New York. So I'm sure those guys aren't upset about getting out of there and going to some better organizations for their opportunity for sure. But appreciate you jumping on, Jason. Who are the Packers trading for?
Yeah,
I mean, are there any Jets that that the Packers would want? Because it seems like they're open for anything over there.
Yeah, I don't know that the Jets have the types of players still at this point that the Packers would be interested, but I do think there are opportunities for Green Bay before the 3 p.m. Central trade deadline. Some of these names have already been thrown out, but I will repeat them here. Michael Mayer, the backup tight end for the Las Vegas Raiders. I actually don't think it's crazy given what the contract is. They could also consider if they want to go down the tight end route. They could go Zach Ertz with Washington. Remember, that's a team whose season is clearly over after Jaden Daniels suffered that very gruesome elbow injury.
Ertz actually has a pretty decent cap number for Washington, but if he's traded, the inherited contract for Green Bay or any team goes down to about $2 million. That's like almost the veteran minimum at this point for a player with his number of years. So he is not the Zach Ertz that people might remember from that like crazy period with the Eagles, but he's still a veteran who gives effort. He can be a useful receiver from that position. You can line him up in more than one place. He doesn't just have to be that wide tight end. Now, that's not the type of move we typically see from Green Bay at the trade deadline. Usually they're giving away veterans for draft picks, not adding them in like this. But under the circumstances with Tucker Kraft out for the year, I think they would have to at least consider some of these options, because even if they like Luke Musgrave, and I think that they do, and even if they like John Fitzpatrick, and again, I think that they do, they want to have a lot of 12 personnel, and those are literally only two tight ends on the defensive end roster right now, unless you count Tucker Kraft, who technically has not been placed on IR yet. Like, if you want to do that, you need more bodies and guys that you can trust. I don't think it's crazy they would consider adding somebody like that.
Now, I really like that, how you broke it down, like understanding his contract piece. I mean, with this team, and we've talked about their identity and seeking that out and what they're going to be, I wouldn't be opposed to them bringing in a veteran player that has been on some really, you know, good squads to come in and try to shore up what they're trying to do there on offense, and just give them a, you know, security blanket in short yarded situations. He's not going to stretch the field anymore, but definitely a guy that can be relied upon and you know, in those tough down situations. So I really like that take. What else? Yeah, what else have you seen going on? I mean, the trade, Sauce Gardner going to the Colts. There's a lot of moves going on. I mean, you're talking tight ends. I know they kind of kicked the tires on. Why can't I say his name?
Achan.
It just doesn't make sense with the E at the end. I get confused every time.
You're not wrong.
So, what do you think? There's any world where they go and try to get a player like that? It will add something to the running back or defensive side of the ball. Any thoughts on that?
I have been surprised by Packers moves before, so I will never say that there's no chance. But I don't find that to be terribly likely. This is a team that does need to generate more explosive in the run games. You can make that argument there, but this is a Dolphins staff, or what's left of it, in terms of like the coaching staff still intact, but the general manager's already gone. And Mike McDaniel apparently still has a chance to keep his job beyond 2025. If that's the case, I don't think they can justify getting rid of Devin Achane unless it's just a slam dunk move from their perspective. So are the Packers willing to pay a premium for a running back that has had some durability concerns? That doesn't seem like the kind of move that Brian Kuhn would make. Again, I've been surprised by Packers moves before, so I'm not going to say that there's 0% chance, but that one would be like near the very top of the shockometer for me.
All right. Jason Hirschhorn joining the Mason Crosby Show. Let's rewind back to the Carolina game, and then I want to fast forward to what's going on with the Eagles.
Can we just throw it in the garbage, Mason?
I want to recap. I want to talk about it some more, Jason. I want to hear your insight. So tell us your thoughts from this Carolina game, what that impact might have on the plan moving forward against the Eagles, and just kind of your overall thoughts.
Well, the biggest long-term takeaway is obviously that Tucker Kraft injury, but there's not a lot more to say about that, right? Like, the best pass catcher on the Packers is no longer going to be available. But there are other changes that could come from this game. And I don't mean necessarily personnel changes or like some change to the coaching staff. I mean a change in the approach from Matt LaFleur. That final possession that Green Bay had at the end of the first half, it was very conservative in terms of the play calls. I know he had timeouts. I know they started off with more than 2 minutes, so you don't have to necessarily be aggressive at every stop. But until they were forced to put the ball in Jordan Love's hands with those penalties, remember they had those two penalties on run plays early in that possession, they just weren't looking to pass, and certainly not pass deep down the field. Now, you don't have to make every pass a deep shot, but it did seem that in that game, and especially on that drive and some other situations, he was not willing to be aggressive. And then, very strangely, they get into that 4th and 8. Remember, that was back-to-back plays on 2nd and 3rd down. That was the same play call. And on one, he goes to Romeo Doubs on the slide. The other one, they go to the screen concept on the other side of the play. But it was the same call. The defense for the Panthers had seen that and basically knew what they were going to have to defend once they saw that alignment. So that was a very strange sequence. 4th and 8, decides to go for it. And I know people love to blame analytics when a team goes for it on 4th down. That is not what the numbers said you should do in that situation. It was a very strong, you should kick this. So I do think they're going to have internally a discussion with, how do we get these decisions to align better? Why are we so conservative here and overly aggressive in this other situation in the same game? I think they need to, in some situations, put the ball in Jordan Love's hands and say, we're not going to ask you to just do this quick game check down stuff. We're going to try to make you push the ball down the field with the plays that we're sending in. And then you don't necessarily have to be in those 4th and 8 decisions as often. So I think that that's going to be the biggest change that comes out of it. You know, it may not necessarily be the change that fans are looking for. I know a lot of them want to see, you know, a big swing before the trade deadline. But just getting the team in better situations via the play calls, via the game plan, can have as big of an impact for this team as any personnel acquisition they can make right now.
Well, I mean, that's a great thought. Do you think LaFleur and this, you know, this offense is going to be willing to make those changes and stick to them? Because I did see a stat, like Jordan Love, I think 25% of his passes have been like 0 to 3 yards, which is the most in the NFL. And then I think it was like 10 to 19 yards like that, like down the field. Or I think it might have been 19 plus yards down the field. I think he's like the third fewest attempts in that range. So what do you think? Like, do you think Coach LaFleur can make that change and actually like put that plan in place and stick to it?
I think that he can. And we've seen a version of these Packers with Matt LaFleur calling the plays do that kind of thing. Now, those stats are a little misleading because a lot of those passes are on RPOs where the quarterback does choose to pass it. And in that kind of situation, those are not deep passes down the field, obviously, because you can't wait for the receivers to get that far down the field because your offensive lineman will be too far to throw a pass. So that's a little bit of it. But it's also, you know, they have in some situations lived in like short passes, not necessarily quick game, but like where most of the routes, most of the concepts are less than 10 yards away and some of them less than 5 yards away. I think that there needs to be obviously some of that, but probably less. They have a quarterback who is playing at an extremely high level. This is the best version of Jordan Love that we have seen since at least that like back end of 2023 run. And I think overall, probably a better player right now. I think they can trust Jordan Love in those situations. Like, yeah, he's going to make mistakes because all of the quarterbacks make mistakes. And I know he had the underthrow to Christian Watson and the triple coverage this past week. That was his only real huge glaring error. And by the standards of most quarterbacks in the NFL right now, you can live with that. This is a guy who has 3 interceptions going into week 10. He has a lower turnover worthy play rate than like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Like, this is a guy who has been very careful overall with the ball. It's just that the mistakes that he's made that have led to turnovers have been very loud. So that kind of changes the discourse about him, but they can trust him in these situations. The numbers bear that out. And they have weapons, at least the ones that are still there, that actually do make sense for a more vertical passing game. So I think that the Packers are going to look at all this, see what happened in the Panthers game, and say that we need to do some version of change where we're putting the ball in Jordan Love's hands more often, and we're trusting to make plays and not just on these little like dump-off plays. We're not talking about screens necessarily. We're talking about stuff further down the field because that's what teams are afraid of. There's a reason why the Panthers were begging the Packers to run most of the game. It's because they're more afraid of what Jordan Love can do if he's throwing the ball deep.
I like that, Jason. Something that I saw also today, and I know Mitch loves power rankings and week to week, like, you know,
let's
rankings
go
of where the teams are. So I had to bring this up, and I wanted to ask you. Nationally, it looks like a lot of these, you know, prognosticators or whatever are picking, like sent the Packers out of the top 10. Do you think that's fair after a game like this for them not to be considered one of the top 10 best teams in the NFL? I mean, they still have Lions at like 4, you know, and they lost to the Minnesota Vikings. So like, where do you think this Packers team is after a loss like that to the Carolina Panthers whenever they were considered one of the best teams prior to that game?
There's a lot of ways to answer that question, but I'm going to go with this route. They are a team with the best record in a division that had no teams with a losing record. They have, as it stands, they control their path to the number one seed. They're not there at this moment, but given what they have in front of them, they don't need help to get there. that is all true. They still have a defense that is performing at a very high level despite some of the injuries that they've had. And they might get Lucas Van Ness, for example, back this week. That would obviously be very important for them. As an offense that, even though it is banged up, still has more meat on the bone. And even if it's even in its current form, it's still one of the 10 best offenses in the NFL, basically any metric that you look at. So you take all that together, and yeah, the Panthers' loss was disappointing, and not just for those who follow the Packers, but that feels like oversteering to me. Like, this is still one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL, not just the conference, in the entire league. And I think that they probably need to be reconsidered if people are saying they're not one of the 10 best teams in the NFL.
All right. Well, at least we're on the same page. Mitch, what do you think on that?
I mean, I think that I think the power rankings clearly indicate the postseason success of every single team in the NFL.
Hey, if the season ended today, Mitch, they're in the playoffs.
But they win the division. Season, yeah, they won the division.
If the season ended today, the Packers have a home game. Okay, they are playing. They are the four seed. They are playing against the LA Rams. In Green Bay, okay? Bring on the Rams.
Yeah, Rams can't play in Green
Bay.
Book it.
Put it in Sharpie that'll be the matchup.
All right, Jason, before we let you go, what do you think? What do you think of this week? How do you think they match up against the Eagles? What's your hope and prediction for this game on Monday night?
Well, the Eagles actually approach defense very similarly to how the Panthers do. You know, Jiro Evero, the DC for the Panthers, came out of that Fangio system via, among other things, Brandon Staley. So a lot of the things that they practiced last week or they planned for, they can still use this week. And if they make the adjustments we talked about, they're willing to find ways, you know, whether it's, you know, moving Christian Watson more into the slot and having him run more vertical routes so they can actually take some of those too high looks somewhat out of the equation. Those are things that are available to them even without Tucker Kraft, even with some potential injuries along the offensive line. I think that they match up in that sense well. Now, the running game does have to be a little better. One of the things you have to do against teams that are playing that much quarters and cover six is run the ball effectively. But they were efficient running the ball against the Panthers. They just didn't have the explosives. I think if they change those things that we discussed, and they're not huge changes, they're really just what you're calling and when you're calling them, they can take advantage there, because that Eagles offense, even if we assume that A.J. Brown is back, remember, he's coming off his own injury, even if you assume that they're going to be better, it's still not a particularly dominant offense. Like, they're good. Obviously, they can generate explosive with those receivers, with Saquon Barkley in the backfield, but this is not the Eagles offense of last season. So the Packers defense should have some opportunities there. And the Packers' offense can generate more opportunities than they did against the Panthers. And if you add those things together with the extra day of rest for them and with the home field advantage, I do think it stacks up pretty well for them, even though they're coming off of that disheartening loss.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you, Jason. Fellas, if y'all got anything else, shoot. But if not, we're...
You know, I think that the next thing to say is, like, you know, and it would surprise none of us if the Packers go out and beat Philly, right?
Like, it would, which is... for our earlier point, right?
Yep,
like, this
exactly.
Is that despite the loss, it's still very dangerous.
And that, like, and then the next week they'll lose badly, and then the next week they'll beat somebody they shouldn't, then the next week, like, it's just such, and it's not just the Packers. I mean, we're seeing this all over the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the Detroit Lions just had their own disheartening loss to the Minnesota Vikings. It just didn't get the same amount of attention because, among other things, the Packers had a more disheartening loss at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think it was just because of the expectation, you know, how expectations can also make things a lot worse. I mean, a 13.5 point
favorite. Yeah, point spreads. I think point
at home, I think everyone leans so heavy into those betting lines now that it's like that is tied for the worst since the 1970 merger I saw for the Green Bay Packers. So technically, if you want to look at it that way, it is one of the worst losses they've had in the regular season.
Yeah, but, and I think it was Dave Helmy who made this point, you like to think that the quote-unquote a Super Bowl-quality team wouldn't have that loss, but then you look at past Super Bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Winning teams, they almost all have one or two losses like that over the course of the regular season, not even just early in the season. Like the Eagles last year had some, had, I can't remember the opponent off the top of my head, but like a terrible loss late in 2024 and obviously did not matter. So the Packers losing the Panthers is obviously not a good thing for them. It is also not a death sentence, and teams of their quality can have down games and rebound the following week to beat superior opponents. Very real chance that that happens this Monday.
All right, Jason, thank you so much for jumping on today. We will definitely catch up with you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
You bet. That's Jason Hirshhorn, co-founder of The Leap, the newsletter. Find The Leap everywhere you find your newsletters. Jason joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. When we come back, it'll be Mason's Extra Points here on the Mason Crosby Show.
Yes, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.